Today's program has been brought to you by Hearst Ranch, the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. For more information, visit HearstRanch.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
Hey, Brooklyn. I'm here. I'm Chad Pagano. I'm a former Army sniper. I'm a chef instructor at the Institute of Culinary Education and an avid, lifelong hunter. And you're about to experience the Wild Game Domain from the hunt to the hearth, airing live on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I am joined today for his second episode as my co-host, Mike Schwartz, founder of Badass Organic Food and Food.
That's
and
cool.
Also the organic incubator. My anger is not allowing my brain to operate correctly right now. What's wrong with you, MTA? I get it. Your jobs are safe. You have a contract. But you know what? There's an American public. There's people in the city who have to get certain places. Now, I know what you're saying. Oh, shut up, crybaby. Shut up. Things happen. Yeah, but I leave early. I'm not the guy who jumps on the train at the last minute. I left my house at 9 o'clock. I should be able to get to Brooklyn, okay, within 2 hours. That should be reasonable. I should have been here. I'm usually here by about 10:30. You guys, no pun intended, are a train wreck. But now I'm over it. Now we can continue to bash the government, Mike. Mike, last week, my co-host here came to me and said, oh, what about the... He likes riling me up, so he said, what about TPP? I said, I never heard of TPP. I don't even know. And then he said, oh, my God, you got to know. You crazy? It's undermining democracy. And you know what I said? Because I'm starting to get beat down a little bit. I said, I don't give a shit. I'm waiting for the revolution. That's all I care about. Good. I support the TPP. Let's grind it into the ground. Let the government grind us down to nothing, and then the people will finally stand up. So if you're out there listening, you better start opening your eyes, because I can't do it all. Mike Schwartz can't do it all. Erica can't do it all. Erica Weitz from Let's Get Real. Is that the name of her show?
Yep.
Let's Get Real. Excellent show. You should listen to it. Her whole premise is this whole, you know, bad food thing. So, but... Mike,
yeah,
Trans-Pacific Partnership. It sounds good.
It does sound good, right?
Partnership.
Yeah, partnership. Sounds
gay people can have partners. Straight people, partners. Partnership. Partnership is never a bad thing.
That's right.
So why should I be afraid of this?
Well,
yeah.
It's not the treaty that's the problem. It's the secrecy that's the problem.
Right. Right.
So they won't tell us what's in it.
Right. No, I heard WikiLeaks got their hands on some.
They got a forward copy.
Right.
Of the latest negotiation,
which I didn't even get a chance to read yet. And truthfully, I can't even wrap my head around this whole thing.
It's
man.
Huge, right?
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. It's going to change everything.
It's going to affect our privacy. It affects the U.S. government's ability to create laws for the United States. Will be subject to international law instead.
Right, which pisses me off.
Just I would imagine.
Give our sovereignty away. Go ahead. Just give our exceptionalism. Yeah, I said it. Exceptional. American exceptionalism. It exists because I said it exists. And because the forefathers said it existed. And the soldiers who died at Normandy said it goddamn existed. So it exists. It's exceptionalism. We're Americans. Don't give it away. You may not agree with it. I'm sorry if you don't. I'm a libertarian, Mike. Don't agree with me. God bless America, man. That's what makes us great. But don't deny it exists, because it is there. It's in my head right now, Mike. It exists. Exceptionalism, American exceptionalism. But you know what Obama wants to do? Give it away. He doesn't believe in it. I know he doesn't. I know he doesn't. He says to himself, we're not exceptional as a country. We shouldn't be. He said we shouldn't lead, right? Quote, unquote, we're going to lead from behind. That was his famous quote. Jackass. You can't lead from behind. Now, listen, I'm not talking about Americans being the greatest. Do we make mistakes? Of course. We're making mistakes today. We made mistakes. There were mistakes made throughout our history. I'm not saying that. But to give away our sovereignty to other countries and to say, well, you know what, Thailand, Thailand's part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thailand, you know as much as the American people and as the American government. And whatever rules you live by are fine, and we'll live by those rules within our system also, because that's fair. Who gives a shit about fair?
It's not about the other countries, though. It's about business. It's the businesses taking over the government.
Which brings up a good point, right? Because in all this secrecy, right, the negotiations, we're flying people around. I guess Obama's been directly involved in some of these negotiations with the big shots from these nine countries, give or take. You know, it's all secret. And guess what? They have an advisory board of businessmen from the largest corporations in the world in on the talks, making sure, obviously, their concerns are heated throughout this process, which is absolutely ridiculous. Right?
Absolutely.
Walmart's there. Monsanto's there, I'm sure.
Yep.
Right?
Monsanto. All the big pharmacy companies are there. It's all pro. All it is for big business to get bigger.
Right. So, you know, we could go on and on. Because truthfully, when Mike brought this to me, and I was like, all right, I got to start investigating this. Mike's a brilliant man. He's going to know everything about this. I better start studying. It is so huge. I didn't have enough time in a week to truly understand the whole thing. So what I thought is we'd focus on one part of it. All right. First of all, it's a travesty to democracy. Okay. But that'll come up in our conversation. What I want to do is frame it around food, right? We're a food station. Where our show is about sustainable food, and I want to talk about how it's going to affect, you know, the local food businessman, and how it's going to hurt your product, how it's going to hurt many products. And so I came up with a list of some of my concerns and see if they exist. Because again, I'm very confused by this whole thing. But
so am I.
The first one
that's the whole point.
Yeah, and I came up with five
things. That's the whole point, is to keep us confused.
Right, right. Well, that's what
confused
they do.
Confused and stupid.
And then when we disagree with them, governor, he gets mad, and I don't have a right to be in the state anymore because I disagree with him, because I believe in the Second Amendment and the Constitution, which this whole thing comes down to, basically, in my humble mind, is that what happened to the Constitution of the United States of America? First of all, President Obama, you don't negotiate trade. You don't. Congress does. And so to fast-track this, so they want to fast-track it.
They want to fast-track it.
Well, that's what our governor did with my gun rights. Order of necessity, he called it. And he said, oh, it's midnight? Oh, this is very important. There's been a horrific, horrible event that took place in Connecticut, very close to us, and this is an order of necessity. Vote on it right now. I know you don't have time to read the whole thing, but we need this passed. Meanwhile, 90% of the bill doesn't come into effect. It still hasn't come into effect a year later, but they do this to limit debate, limit organized, I'm going to call it, you ready? Resistance to these bills. And then they pass it through and get it through quickly. And then I know what you're going to say. The government's going to have their little groups running around saying, no, no, fast track is something we use all the time. It's fine. It just limits the amount of debate when we have to get a bill passed. Liars, debate it. Let Rand Paul stand up there and talk for 26 hours straight about why this is a bad idea. Rand Paul, where are you? Okay. But I made a list of five things that I thought was going to be a big problem. And you tell me if you're thinking of this. First of all, genetically modified food. First problem, in my opinion, right?
And biggest problem.
Biggest problem, right?
Biggest problem.
I put
huge.
That number one. And we're going to run out of time at some point, so that's why I put it number one. Normally in a radio show, you'd put it last, right? The most dramatic thing.
Yep.
But let's throw it out on the table.
Yep.
Genetically modified food is the biggest problem here. Mike?
Yeah, huge. And this thing's going to limit the state's ability to regulate themselves. So right now you have Maine with balls, Connecticut with balls, Vermont with balls, and that's it.
Right.
Standing up to the companies that make genetically modified food and forcing labeling.
Right.
Then you have dragging behind our great state of New York, no balls, can't get it together.
No, only when they're taking my guns away, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
New Jersey, no balls.
Right.
Right. And California, even worse.
Right.
Unbelievable. They defeated it.
Right.
Genetically modified labeling. And Washington State, same thing. No balls. None whatsoever.
Right. So...
Right.
And so, first of all, they're using this trade agreement, right? Or they're going to try to use this trade agreement basically to strike back against us, against consumers who demand
against the
to
small
know
guy.
What we're eating. I want to know what I'm eating. You know what? The FDA makes you label everything else, right? But genetically modified foods, we don't have to. We're not going to get into it today if it's good or bad, yeah. Whatever. You know, why would you be against a little sticker on your genetically modified orange saying, I am genetically modified, and give the consumer the power to decide?
Especially since these companies claim that there's nothing wrong with them. So if you're so proud of it, if it's such a great thing, put a sticker on it.
Right. Put a sticker on it. But
why
they,
not?
You know, their thing's going to be like, well, just like government, the consumers, the people, are dumb. They're dumb. They don't get it. They're going to read something and not buy genetically modified food while it's completely safe. That's going to be their thing. But that's not even the point. The point is they're overriding the state's rights to decide this. Vermont, with all their balls, passed their legislation saying, hey, you want to ship it here, ship it here. But it better have a sticker on it saying it's genetically modified so the people of Vermont know what they're buying. Well, guess what? This trade agreement's going to override that.
Yep.
The federal commerce laws are going to say, no, 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 you have no right to do that anymore because now that stuff came in from outside over state lines. It's commerce. The federal government regulates that to a higher degree than the state, which brings up the 10th Amendment and the Constitution again. But, you know, I'm not an idiot to believe that every state should negotiate their own trade laws. But obviously, states should be involved. They shouldn't be, you know, done secretly behind the states' backs. And it should be done in respect to what the states want.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Vermont and these other states have already spoken. They want this labeling. They want to know about it. And you know where this comes from? It comes from Monsanto. Monsanto's saying, no, no, that's no good. We can't have that. We can't have stickers on this stuff.
Right. It comes from big corporation.
Right. And that's why we, you know, the point, why are they there? Why are they there? To protect their own needs. You think these big, you think Walmart is really in these negotiations saying, huh, Chad Pagano, we care about him. Yeah, we got to do the right thing by Chad Pagano and the wild game domain and Mike Schwartz and his young son coming up and my tiny Tim son who doesn't like to eat anything, the poor kid. And you think they care about us? They don't. Come on. They care about their profit margins, their business. Ready? I'm a capitalist. Right? You're a capitalist.
Absolutely.
Mike.
I have two businesses.
Right. Two businesses. Capitalist. It's Donald Trump sitting right here in front of me.
Donald
right?
Trump in his bankruptcy days.
But within that, there's a responsibility to your consumers, to the people, for the good of the nation.
And to your employees.
Especially your employees. Yeah, Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, Walmart. I don't even know about Monsanto and their employees, but Monsanto is going to destroy the earth as far as I'm concerned. But so, you know, there's the first problem. They're going to bypass states' rights. They're going to get over the whole genetically modified food thing by just saying, you know what, in our international treaty or international trade agreement, whatever they're going to call it, it doesn't matter. Ship us any crap from anywhere in the world, and the states are going to, it's going to funnel into the states, and that's going to be it. And you're not going to know what you're eating. So good for us. Right?
Right.
Now, this one we may disagree or may agree a little bit on food safety. Food safety. So my thing is, you looked at me like, what the hell's food safety got to do with it? So food safety standards in this country.
Right.
Right? We may agree with them. We may not agree. I don't agree with all of them.
No, me either.
But there is a standard. Right?
Barely.
Within this country. Those things are out the window when we start opening up trade agreements.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because the other countries have higher standards than we do. You know, the other countries won't even take our food because it's so abysmal.
Right. Right. And that's why we're part of the reason we have to enter into this. Instead of starting at the beginning and fixing our problems here and say, we demand that Thailand accept our shit, our pile of shit.
Our poison, genetically modified rotten chickens.
Right. And that's what this trade agreement's going to do. It's going to say, we're the United States. And instead of being honest about our exceptionalism and our sovereignty, we're going to lie about it. And we're going to tell Thailand, oh, we have the highest food safety standards in the world. bullshit, you liar. And then we're going to demand that Thailand start accepting all our shit that we ship over there with really no food safety standards on them at all, within reason, right? Or yep. what the government makes believe exists.
Right.
And we're going to force this on the people, of the poor people of Thailand. Because there's some dude in Thailand with some Thai name who's just like me. He's a little crazy, and he's got a little Tiny Tim Thailand son.
And he probably has a couple chickens that are nice and healthy in his backyard, eating bugs, and he's not going to be able to eat them anymore.
No, he's not. He's going to have to eat our genetically modified shit.
He's going to have to eat Purdue's genetically modified chickens that have been fed crap from Monsanto.
Right. So that's why, it's the whole thing. So, you know, and it really, it's bigger than, this is where I couldn't wrap my head around it, because it's bigger than just the agreement with the 9 or 10 countries in this. It affects Europe. It's going to affect all sorts. It's going to affect the whole world, basically.
Because anybody that wants to trade with any of the signers have to abide by those rules.
Right. And and we're talking about a lot of product between these 9 countries. I forgot what the actual numbers are. They gave the research I was doing gave the breakdown of how much trade we do with these countries. But when we get back, I have 3 more really important points that I want to get to, and one of them has to do with chemicals.
All right.
So, and I found it really, really interesting. Let's take a short break here. You're listening to the Wild Game Domain on heritageradionetwork.org.
You are listening to Intrigue by Obesity on the heritageradionetwork.org. Stay tuned for more from the Wild Game Domain.
Ranch grass-fed beef, pasture raised on 150,000 acres in Central California. Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, free-range, sustainably produced, humane. Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, the authentic flavor of the American West.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Wild Game Domain. I'm your host, Chad Pagano, and I'm joined by my co-host, Mike Schwartz. And the break gave me a second to calm down. I apologize to my listeners. That's uncalled for me to get all riled up like that. But I'm angry.
Uncalled for, but not uncommon.
I was even reading
Not even uncommon, though.
No, it's not. It's true. Unrelated topic, but I was reading some, and I can't even remember. My anger doesn't even allow me to remember what I was reading about, but it was New York State something. The Regents core curriculum, and the Board of Regents has delayed the testing mandate and the teacher evaluations that come from that test till the year 2022 for high school students or something, right? So the governor disagrees. Our governor disagrees with their decision to do this. So what was his quote? Not, I will work and work with the people to try to show them that the Regents Board is wrong and this is not a good thing for the state. It was, maybe it's time to abolish the Regents Board. That was his answer. The quote was something like, it's an outdated group of people that run our school board, that run our school system here, and I don't agree with them. So basically, they shouldn't exist anymore. Nice job, Governor. Nice job. That's how you govern. Yeah, it sounds familiar. It sounds like someone else in history I know about who did things to people that they didn't agree with. I hate to make that comparison, and I'm not going to say the word, and I'm not, because I don't want any of that made up controversy. But that was a bad man. And when you start even going down that path, because you already did it. You already did it with conservatives. And I'm not conservative. I'm not a conservative, but I defend the conservatives. I'm a libertarian. And I defend the conservatives. He already said, if you're a conservative, if you're a baby killer, if you're not a baby killer, if you're friggin' holding on to your guns and your Bible, get out of New York State. You shouldn't be here. Very nice governor. Maybe it's their state, and they're allowed to. And if they're overridden by the vote of the people, and then that's how the system works. Not you deciding who should be here and who shouldn't be here, you jerk. So, good. Follow me on Twitter. I'm not afraid of you anymore, governor. And I sold my AR, so don't even bother, just so you know. There. So I don't even have one, because you took it away from me. All right. Chemical policy reforms in regard to TPP. Trade rules on the use of potentially toxic chemicals, which often find their way into our food supply, could undermine the European Union's regulation on restrictions, evaluation, authorization, and restriction of chemicals. This is their REACH program, they call it. A process firmly grounded in the precautionary principle that you should eliminate this stuff, or if you're not sure about it, or if we haven't proven that it's okay, we're not even going to take a chance with it, or the European Union's not going to take a chance with it. This overrides that. This
right. Basically. So what you're saying is that the TTP is going to just destroy the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there'll be no rules. And companies in Europe, never mind our companies. I mean, we've pretty much demolished our whole farming system already, right? Yeah. We're already done.
We're done.
We're pretty much done.
Yeah.
Until after the revolution when it rises again in a real way. Congratulations. We've destroyed the farming system in this country, all right? But in Europe, they're not that far along in their destruction of their farming system yet. So we're going to help them, though. We're going to show them the American way. And so if these companies, if these farmers in Europe want to sell their product here or put their – they're going to live by our rules, right? And so you're saying, well, what do you talk about? They could still sell their product. Yeah, but they're not going to be as cost effective as our guys
right.
just spraying the shit with Monsanto's chemicals.
Roundup.
Roundup, right? And you know the whole story there, right? Roundup. You know it, right? It's good for your driveway and all that stuff. You guys use it to kill your weeds in your yard and everything. It was invented to only work, right, with their or
no, well the GM crops have been genetically modified to resist it.
Right. So they could they use it and it's a way of cornering the market. It's their way of taking over the whole industry.
Yeah, but did you read in the New Yorker there was this huge article about this scientist who's been railroaded by Monsanto. He's done I can't remember his name, but he's done hundreds of studies on amphibians, and he's proven that that Roundup causes unbelievable birth defects in frogs, and it makes them female instead of male. And
I did read about that.
And
yeah.
So, but he's been completely railroaded by Monsanto. He's been destroyed,
right,
by Monsanto. So now, and so there, you can't even read about this.
Right. Well,
about how bad this chemical is.
Listen, I hate to just poo-poo and pass up. Oh, really? Someone's been destroyed by Monsanto? That's weird. That's put them on the list of Americans that have been squashed by this company. You know, never mind the guys trying to fight back, you know, against them, the farmers who are trying to, the few of them who have stood
get
up.
Completely sued and lose their farms.
Right. And the system in which they have to, you know, they try to do the right thing and legally fight this company, and it just gets tied up, and they don't have enough money to stand up to Monsanto. And, you know, and it boils down to them, and I don't quite understand the whole thing, right? They want to use their own seeds, and the seeds naturally derived from the process of growing their crops, and basically Monsanto, through the government, is telling them, no, you have to buy your seeds from us every single year.
Right.
If you planted once 20 years ago using a Monsanto seed, you are now tied to those seeds.
Yep.
Right?
But they also, they'll steal the farmer's seeds, do tests on them, and, you know, nature, you can't control Mother Nature, right? So even though Monsanto seeds are genetically modified, they are going to crossbreed with these other seeds. And if they find their modified DNA in some innocent farmer's product, they sue them for copyright infringement, what the hell is it? Patent infringement.
Patent, which is a big part of this
whole thing.
Which
is a big part of the TTP.
Don't get me started on that. Because now, guess what? All you artists running around Brooklyn and all you creative types and all of you computer geniuses, get ready just to give your stuff away because you're not a big corporation. You're going to have no rights to intellectual property at the end of this thing. So when you invent something the way Steve Jobs did or one of those other great men who worked their asses off, right? to bring these new products, these new technologies, these artwork, whatever it may be, music. You're going to be tied to these major corporations. You're not going to have the power to copyright your own materials and your own art or your own technologies and then run with it the way we've always done as Americans. You're going to be tied to these giant corporations who are going to have the power over you, either A, by just going to you and saying, listen, you're not going to be able to protect this, right? They're changing the length and the longevity of yep. patent rules within this.
Yeah.
And it's a mess. And so they're going to say to you, okay, we'll give you $80,000 for your idea, or we'll give you $1 million, or we'll give you $11 million, whatever it is, depending on how good your art or your idea is. Obviously, the corporation's going to give you more money for it. But it's not nearly as much as you would have got or what you could have done with that money. It would have been yours. It would have been yours. You could have been the next Apple. But under this trade agreement, forget that. That squashes all that. Never mind jobs and everything else they're taking away from you here in this country through this free trade. One world. Go ahead. Keep running around with your one world t-shirts on. Because I'm telling you, Mike, I encourage you not to get involved. Don't get involved. Let the government, they know better than us. They know better than you. They know better than Mike Schwartz. They know better than Joe. They know better than Heritage Radio. They know better than everyone. Let them, you just vote every once in a while. Go out and vote for one of these geniuses. Put them in power and let them do everything. And then see where we end up. Look where we are now. Look where we are now. How's this country doing? How are you doing? Honestly, it's not about Obama. It's not. And it's not about Bush. It's not about any of that. They all suck.
They're all the same.
And Congress sucks. And the Senate sucks. They're a bunch of rich guys running our country. And
getting fed by the big corporations.
Yep. And they're lobbyists, and they're getting paid off, and they're only interested in keeping their jobs and doing whatever they have to do. None of them stand up for us, the little man. So don't get involved and don't fight it and let it happen. And then we'll see where we are. And when the revolution begins, let me know. Let me know. I'm willing, Mike. Whatever you guys need. I have combat experience. I could lend a hand. I'm getting old. My back hurts. I don't know if I could, you know, do all the things I used to do. But maybe I could be a commander, sit in a tent and set up operations or something. When it gets to it, I'm not saying it is. But that's where we're heading. That's where this country's heading, because they are running it into the ground. Why does it have to be a secret if it's such a great idea? That's what I want to know.
That is the big question.
Why doesn't he get on TV and say, I am brilliant. You have elected me. And look what I'm doing for you. And throw it all out on the table. Because they know it's going to change the face of the world. It's going to change how this world is. Right? And it's only to protect the bigger corporations. They have a different vision for the world than we have. We have local farmers. We have a guy who could plant something in his backyard or upstate New York, or a dairy farmer who wants to sell raw goat milk. Right?
Yep.
And that's what our vision is yep. for it. And that's not the government's vision. Because either A, they know better than us, they're just smarter than us, or B, they may really believe that that way of life is bad for us. I believe some of them have good intentions. There, I said it. Some in government probably have good intentions.
Had,
right. And think they're protecting us in some ways. But that's our vision. That's the sustainable food movement, yep. right?
Go local.
Right. And that's what we see, and that's what we've been fighting for, and that solves all the problems. But with this TPP, it's just...
No local.
Forget it. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yep.
You've run it off the face of the earth for the most part. For the most part. Maybe in some small remote areas where, you know, you live in a hut. Local farming and local product may still be available. But look at it now, how hard it is on these guys to sustain a business, you know, a local business. You.
Yeah.
Right?
Look at this Beats Me juice from Liquiteria.
Yeah.
There's like 20 guys pressing that juice for you in that bottle right there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
All those jobs are gone.
Good. I'm imagining, I don't even know about this product. Mike gave me this.
It's one of the companies that works in my space.
Yeah. So let's use this as an example.
Yeah, perfect example, right? Fresh pressed juice. What's in it? Carrots, beets, apples, pears. They start work at 5 o'clock in the morning. They grind it all up. All right, they press it.
So first, is it organic?
They use organic ingredients. I don't know if it's certified or
certified organic. But they're going out sourcing non-genetically modified. Yeah,
for sure.
Organic.
Yep.
Real vegetables and
real
fruits.
Right, real
use,
food.
Real food right. to use in a... Right. Sorry, Erica. I'm stealing
your life. There are no chemicals in there. You can pronounce every ingredient on the bottom.
Right. And now, so how does the TPP affect these guys? Well, guess what? The company that opens next door to these guys is going to be buying the Monsanto shit, the GMOs, and the garbage, right?
And selling it for half the price.
Half the price of this. So how is this company trying to do the right thing by the American people? I hate to put it so dramatically.
Absolutely.
But that's what they're trying to do. Yeah. Why else do you think they do it? Why do they right. suffer? They could sell out. They could. They could sell out like, I don't know. What's the number? You're a businessman. 90% of the companies in this country?
Yeah.
Right? They could sell out and say, you know what? I'm a capitalist. I got to make money.
Sell it to Coca-Cola. They'll make it for
right.
me.
Right. Those naturally organic beets that I get from upstate or from here are too expensive. I got to buy the crap from somewhere else. I don't care if it's genetically modified. They could do that. It would be easy enough for them. And then they could put it with a little peace symbol or a flower on their bottle to make it look like it's healthy and good and sell it to you. And let's be honest, most of you guys don't read your labels, right? You just buy stuff. Ooh, there's a flower on it. Must be good for me. But they don't. These companies are basically the rebels that stand up and say, we're not going to do that to the American people. So we got to support these companies. And we got to help them. And the first thing you could do is get involved with this and talk to your Congress person.
Or just vote with your wallet.
Yeah.
Buy local.
Right. Buy local constantly, nonstop. I am now. I got to admit, out of convenience, I've jumped ship a few times, right? I need some shit. I don't even have time. I buy it. No more. I'm done. If it's not local, my kids don't eat. I don't care. You can't have
it. They're too fat anyway.
You know what? They're not.
Oh, no?
No. I know. All you people with fat kids, I get it. It's a struggle. But my kids are freaking athletes.
They play outside.
I'm old school about that crap. I'll whack my son right in the head. I see him on that iPad for too long. I'm like, get outside. It's cold. I don't care. I was in the Army. Go outside. That's it. All right. I hope we sufficiently motivated the public, Mike. Because I feel it's our responsibility as the leaders of the revolution.
No.
No. As the promoters? Hmm. No.
Instigators.
All right, instigator. Is that illegal to be an instigator?
For now.
I'm talking about a metaphorical revolution, not a violent revolution. I'm talking about in our minds and in food, we got to start a revolution. And it's already started, supposedly, but it hasn't really. You got to get mad. Get in contact, buy locally, and get in contact with your congresspeople and demand that they stop Obama's secret trade agreement. Please do that. Anything else, Mike?
You hit it.
I think we went over a little bit. Sorry for being late today. That's not like me. I think in my lifetime, and I'll probably block this one out, too. I don't think I've ever been late for anything. I really don't. I think this is the first time in my whole life I've ever been late for something. Nah, just saying. And I always
That's
yell.
Impressive.
I'm telling you, I can't remember.
You can never say that again.
I know. It's gone forever.
You've used
the
it.
The MTA took it away from me. And I blame the MTA. And I know because I yell at my students. Any of my students out there, you're like, oh, really, Chef?
They're never going to let you live it down.
Yeah, really, Chef. When you tell us there's no excuse ever for being late, now look at you. Well, you know what? There's one. In 12 years, you're allowed to have one free pass, and I just used mine. So it's my mulligan. All right. That's all the time we have. I'd like to thank Joe for producing and engineering today's show. You can always find the archived episodes of The Wild Game Domain from the Hunt to the Hearth on heritageradionetwork.org or on iTunes as a podcast. Thank you, Mike Schwartz. Check him out. Badass Organics.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.